Civility used to be a given. Respect was taught at home. Politeness and courtesy in speech and behavior were the norm. That's certainly not the case anymore. Rudeness and disrespect now run amok. Americans disrespect everything from ourselves and our parents to long-held beliefs and traditions. Some say it started in politics, with political leaders abandoning compromise and going for the jugular. Some say it started when families did not teach children the art of respect at home. Respect is not liberal or conservative. It does not come in colors or economic levels. We should be able to have discussions, agree to disagree, and yet be willing to do what's best for us all. Students hitting teachers, disgruntled employees causing harm in workplaces, and politicians miring our democracy in gridlock and bringing our government to a standstill is not civil. Adults were considered the standard bearers for setting the example for children at home, at work, and throughout the marketplace. Now we find ourselves trying to explain adult incivility to our children and encouraging them not to replicate certain behaviors. We were in a restaurant one day with my 7-year-old granddaughter, and it was chilly. As she started to shiver, I said to her, "I told you to bring a sweater. It might be cold in here." Her response through her chattering teeth was, "You are the adult. I thought you would remember to bring the sweater." As we come to the close of a very contentious year in our history, I hope our civic, political, and business leaders remember they are the adult and wrap themselves in civility to get us all out of the cold.